Hello everyone. I would like to welcome you all on this spring day to my home studio in Bedford, Massachusetts, where I'm broadcasting from my home during a period of shelter in place. Due to the fact that you listeners are undoubtedly inundated with news about the coronavirus, I will not be discussing the pandemic today. Instead, I'll be playing word association with a lucky subscriber. I'm Riley Daniel, and this is the Next Gen Voter, the only podcast of the Next Gen, by the Next Gen, for the Next Gen. Alright, now I'm going to play a game with Karen, a subscriber who reached out to me recently. Hi Karen, welcome to Next Gen Voter.
Thanks Riley for having me on your show, I'm a big fan.
Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to talk with me. If it's okay with you, I'd like to play word associations regarding a few major politicians.
Okay, sure.
How about Rand Paul?
Libertarian.
Joe Biden.
Obama.
Donald Trump.
Liar.
Andrew Cuomo.
Competent.
How about Ted Cruz?
Conservative.
Alright, lastly, Bernie Sanders.
Socialist.
Okay, now that is fascinating, but not exactly surprising. During his first presidential run, Business Insider ran a poll of voters asking for one word to describe him, and the most common response was socialist. There's definitely logic in that response, as he is a self-described democratic socialist. However, while many Americans call him a socialist, most of them have different views of what exactly socialism is. You know what? I wasn't planning on doing an episode on democratic socialism for a while at least. But since it was brought up by you, Karen, I'm going to do it tonight. Thanks for the inspiration, and have a great day.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
On TV, you can see many an anchor ranting about the evils of socialism, with many images and ideas commonly brought up, such as bread lines, secret police, central governments, and restrictions on free speech. In reality, these images are actually those of communist regimes throughout the world, such as the former Soviet Union, Maoist China, or Cuba under the Castro regime. With communism, the individuals of a society have little to no rights and are placed under control of ruthless dictators or organizations which rule with violence and fear. Democratic socialism, on the other hand, does not deny individuals their rights or have citizens living in fear of a violent central government. All socialism says is that natural resources and property should be at least partially owned by the public instead of by private industry. This would allow for some redistribution of goods and services without placing everything under control of the government. Things that could be defined as socialistic would be Medicare for all, the use of land for public service projects such as they are now, and even social security programs. Contrary to popular misconceptions, socialism does not mean the end of freedom as a result of foreign ideas, but instead increased equality as a result of well-known programs and values. Indeed, democratic socialism is an extension of democracy, where instead of certain interest groups and people having a disproportionate amount of influence, everyone is instead given equality. Instead of thinking of places such as Cuba and Venezuela, which are now failed states, the images people should associate with the new wave Bernie Sanders-style socialism are places such as Denmark, France, and Germany. In these countries, the state does not take the money and property of private citizens. Instead, with the tax dollars that they collect, they fund resources such as public healthcare systems and free public education. These countries still provide the same rights to citizens that we receive here in America, because their officials are held in check by the democracy and the will of the people. In a way, instead of restricting the freedom of citizens, this type of a society only increases the opportunity for them to achieve prosperity. Now, many of you might disagree with this style of governance simply based on one argument, that this is a government playing Robin Hood, taking from the rich, giving to the poor. To that argument, I can see that there is a lot of value in not having a government that acts like this. But instead of taking from the middle class, democratic socialism actually only increases taxes on the 1% and mega corporations. For example, in the last 3 years in America, Amazon has actually made a net profit in terms of taxes due to loopholes and exceptions, despite making $11 billion a year in profit. That is not okay. And if we had democratic socialism, they would be paying their fair share, and we would be getting the services we deserve for all that they make off of us. If, after hearing all this information today, you still oppose socialism on principle or for a specific reason that was not mentioned here, I respect that. You have free speech, free thought, and are living in a country where socialism has been portrayed as dangerous throughout the last half century. I can see value in both the argument made by socialism's proponents, who believe that it is the only way to achieve the equality promised in the 14th Amendment, as well as the ethical reasoning made by those who oppose socialism, who state that it is contrary to our system of government, our history, and most importantly, our values as Americans. I will not reveal which side of the argument I fall on for two reasons. Firstly, I'm young and I'm not sure exactly where I stand on socialism. But more importantly, because the purpose of this podcast is not to convince you to support one side of an issue or another, but rather to inform you so that you can be better voters. With that being said, I urge all of my listeners to reconsider their immediate perceptions the next time they hear the word socialism thrown out, and remember the true nature of what socialism means before voicing their opinions. It takes a lot more knowledge and maturity to pause and consider the true meaning of what you're saying than to just repeat a TV talking point ad nauseum. Thank you all for taking time out of your days to uncover the facts and fiction of socialism. I wish you all the best of health and happiness in this dangerous time, and urge everyone to look forward to the next generation of voters.